are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place, because this is the Willpower Podcast. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Willpower Podcast. Today we have a very special guests, plural, and we have Brandon and Mary Snyder, and they are actually founders of the Snyder Group, which is a top 3% and an icon team at EXP, and they are based out of the Texas area. So it's an absolute honor to have them with us today. So everyone, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. I just love talking to realtors and teams and kind of figure out why they chose real estate in the first place and kind of how they got to where they are today. So my first question for you guys is, how did you guys meet and why did you guys decide to start a real estate team together?
Oh, God. we met serving tables at Taste of Texas, actually, in 2015. Yep. So we've always worked together. Every job we've had, we just kind of ended up working together. But as far as getting into real estate, that was just a fluke. It kind of just happened. Neither of us planned on pursuing real estate. I just got a job with an agent and he's like, you have to get your license. And then, Brandon kind of just followed thereafter and took off from there, really.
Yeah. I'm a marketing person by trade. I love marketing. And so I, started doing freelance marketing, and, her boss at the time was like, hey, like, I actually want to hire you to join the team. And that ended up happening. And then we left together, and we got licensed 3 days before the state shut down.
Oh, wow.
COVID happened. And so it was definitely an interesting time. But yeah, so we've always worked together, which is kind of cool.
Gotcha. I love it. Definitely a powerful duo. It's also pretty cool. You guys were like working for the same brokerage for a little bit. So why did you guys decide to both leave that brokerage and kind of go your independent ways and start your own team?
We talk about this a lot. I don't feel like we really talk about the nitty gritty of it. And this is the second time in a week that we've kind of been asked this question. So, I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
lay it out there.
The skinny isn't, we got our dogs with us. So love it. We'll try and keep them calm here. But yeah, so the nitty gritty of it is that we were at Keller Williams, and there was just always a bar placed on what we could accomplish together. Whether that was our previous team leader or, you know, people within the brokerage, it was just always like, you'll only be here. You're never going to go farther. Or, hey, like you can only get to here if you have this person with you. And that was really frustrating for us. Mary will tell you, she is infinitely better at contracts and the legalities of real estate than I am. And, you know, we each bring our own tools, but, you know, that was something that, you know, there was always this bar placed on us. So we left Keller Williams in
November of 2020.
It's almost been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. We left in November of 2020. We capped in 3 months with EXP and we iconed in 10. So, I mean, we never put limits on ourselves, and the brokers you're with did, and the team leaders did. And it was all about, you know, paper awards and well, one day you'll be good enough, but you haven't been in the business long enough to be good enough. And that wasn't good enough for us. And we spoke with Andrew Franklin, and he's like, you guys are already killing it. And you've been at it for 3 months. He's like, you know, come join the dark side, if you will. And I know you guys would do great. And it just took off from there.
Yeah. Gotcha. And so I'm assuming that's what led you guys to EXP, from talking to with that guy.
Yeah.
So yeah. Andrew Franklin, for people who are not in real estate, I guess, he runs, at the time it was the number one team at EXP. Now it is the number two team at EXP.
But don't tell him.
Yeah. His pride's still over. But that was to me, it was like, wow, like we have the number one team at EXP, one of the biggest teams in the country in our backyard, and their mentorship and the things that came with it definitely pushed us towards joining EXP.
You're good.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
You're
I'm
good.
On Do Not Disturb too. Sorry about that.
But you have a Mac, so nothing's on Do Not Disturb.
True.
so that was a big motivator for us, and you know, especially like newer agents, we weren't really tied to Keller Williams. Like, we're gonna be here for 30 years. It was like, we want the best opportunity for our family and for our business.
Yeah, 100%. And I think EXP definitely fits that role, especially as being the fastest growing brokerage in the past couple of years. So definitely the right choice on that one. And so you guys said you both got your license in 2020, made the switch over to EXP. So that's crazy to me because that's right at the start of COVID, just like you said, just whole states kind of shutting down.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you guys? And like, how hard was it to kind of get your business off the ground, like going right into COVID, like head on?
So it wasn't hard for us. We got really blessed and really lucky right out the gate. With COVID came the crazy market, right? So he has a very big sphere to begin with. And then EXP also has a massive referral network. So we kind of just hopped in at the right time. And it didn't, for real estate was the number one thing in the area that was constantly going. And so we never really had a point until just last December in 2021 where we were like dead. Like we had, I mean, every single month, a minimum of 3 deals as brand new agents, a minimum of like 3 deals closing. Jeez. Because people were just coming out of the woodwork like, hey, I want to buy a house. Hey, I want to buy a house. And so it didn't really get scary for us as far as like business wise, because there was never a lack of people who were looking to buy houses during that time.
Right.
Yeah, and I think for us, and she absolutely said it, like it was all about who can we tap into around us that trust us and like us enough to help them make the biggest decision of their lives. And you know, a lot of my friends in the past year or two have been like, hey, like I see you guys are killing it in real estate, you know, I'm ready to roll. And that's been one of the biggest factors for us is reaching into that sphere. But now we're starting to get repeat business. So, you know, whether it was an outside referral from another agent or a friend, like now we're starting to get repeat business as we're 2 years in. That's such a beautiful thing. And we're able to, you know, lean on that more than we were able to when we started.
100%. That means you guys are doing a good job too. So that's important.
You like to think so.
Right. And I think you guys are definitely in a great market. Just like you're talking about Texas. I feel like everyone is going to Texas. I'm in Pennsylvania. I feel like everyone's leaving Pennsylvania and going down south. So I can definitely relate to that. And so you guys said it perfectly. I mean, you guys have been in, like you said, for the first 3 months, you guys were like killing it in real estate, been doing 3 sales a month. And the matter of fact is most real estate agents aren't. And they really end up just dropping out to like six months to a year. And so I'm kind of curious, like, how did you guys learn to separate yourselves from other experienced agents in your market and kind of get those leads early on? I know you guys mentioned like friends and family, but like, was that the most part, or were you guys doing other ways to generate referrals and leads, or what did that look like?
50% of it was just his friends. Not so much family, just mostly friends because he has a huge sphere. And then the other part was the referral group that EXP offers. And we would just like hound that group, like, literally, like every time a notification would come through, we'd be on it and we'd look at it. And then we would just, you know, get a hold of the agent immediately. And so for the first year, we spent a ton of time just going on the referral group that EXP offers and just calling the agents. And, you know, they'd ask, well, how long have you been, you know, in real estate? Well, we've been in real estate for 5 years. Right. You know, we had may not been fully licensed then, but we'd been in the industry and we were familiar. And so a lot of the people didn't really care about our experience so much. I think we just connected with like our values and the way that we run our team a lot more than our experience. I mean, 98% of our clients like us because of our values, not because of the way that we run our team. On our business card, it says God, family, business. And that's exactly how we run our team every single day.
I love that.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I love that. I love you mentioned God first, because I think that is such a huge command. I'm definitely a faithful person myself. So, you know, hearing you guys say that, it's super cool to kind of see how that.
Yeah, I mean, God is at the center of our business. And I could sit here for 3 hours telling you different times. Like when we, the end of 2020, I just share this because this is a testament to sheer willpower. So at the end of 2020, we'd made the commitment to buy a house. Like we were all in at buying a house. Well, that was our first full year in real estate, or not even like our first half year of like having a team together. And we needed to make I think it was like $45,000 for the month of December to qualify for a mortgage, because the year before I used to wholesale real estate. So the year before my income was like 45 grand. And so, you know, averages, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think we did 6 transactions the December of 2020, and it was like exactly 43,000 and change. And it was the exact number we needed to qualify for a $4,000 a month average mortgage. Right. Like it was insane. And it was all God. And then to close on our house, we needed $58,000.
Yeah.
And we made exactly that amount. Like it was crazy. And so when we tell people, like, and you bring up the question, like, how are you guys competing with other agents? We're not. We're just selling real estate, and God is putting people in front of us. We pray for people to help. We found people that have needed more than just, you know, help finding a home, right? I mean, we're given so many people that they're unique situations. We've had to give up commission before. I mean, just
well, we've like, had to, but we've decided to. Like in situations where we've had people come to us and not tell us that they're struggling with something, and then as we get to know them, find out like, oh, they need this amount of money to make it happen. And we are 100% okay helping them do that, because it all comes back in the long run. And we know that. And it's proven in our story in our real estate, when people are like, how are you getting that? And we're like, we spend a lot of time just helping people out and giving money away and keeping our hands open for God to keep bringing blessings and for us to give them away.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. I think you guys are definitely being blessed in what you're doing, because obviously you guys are really successful for an early group as well. So that is just extremely cool to see. And you guys are just making it sound so easy too. Like, oh, we're just in referral group, getting referrals, just talking about the family. And then all of a sudden we're top 3% at EXP, like one of the top teams. So, I mean, my next question for you is, there's a lot of teams at EXP and a lot of them are not top 3%. So like, how did you guys manage to get there above all these other teams that have been out there? Like, what are you doing differently than most of these other teams that are out there to become that much more successful?
Well, Mary already talked about like, getting on top of these referrals and building those relationships. I mean, we have relationships with our referral partners. Like, we met people at EXPCon that we're great friends with, and we have, you know, we met some of our referral partners and part of our referral network and collaboration group. It's staying on top of those relationships. But I will tell you that the single most important thing is 34 of our 36 closed, or 32 of our 34 closed homes last year were,
relationships.
Two of them were transactions, and one of them was just like a lot listing, and the other one was a condo, and the lady was just, you know, unfortunately we just couldn't build a relationship with her. You know, and so that's the biggest thing is, I mean, we sat down the other night at a client's parents' house for 2 listing appointments and a buy.
She just texted me.
Oh, she did?
She just texted
me. And so that's the beauty of this is that, and a lot of really good agents and really good teams talk about it all the time, like pour into the people that you've been helping and keep refarming the same people that you're helping, you know, day in and day out. But it's just that relationship aspect. I mean, going in and being in relationship with your clients regularly. We're doing a client appreciation event this Saturday. We're doing family photos, we're catering food.
Yeah. And we spent a lot of time giving back to our clients and giving them the attention that a lot of agents don't give their clients. And like, I hate to say that, but like, there's a lot of agents that, I mean, if you want to talk about like why we separate ourselves, we give a lot to our clients. You know, we would not be in this house. We would not be in the financial life that we live without our clients. So we spent, I mean, I specifically, like, that's kind of my specific job is like, I spend a lot of time like, all right, what can I do this week for this client? What can I do?
See if there's a basket nearby.
there is a basket behind us actually. So I handpick all of our closing gifts. I go to stores and I pick out every single thing that goes into every single basket. Gotcha. So we don't want our clients to ever think that like, all right, we sold your house, we made a bunch of money off you, because because it's not even about the money. Like, we're blessed. Don't get me wrong. And we are so happy to be able to do the things that we can do for other people and stuff. But like, we would never be here if it weren't for the people that trust us to make one of the biggest financial decisions of their lives.
100%. I absolutely love like where your morals are at. And I think that ultimately, like, that's a reason why a lot of these agents end up failing in the long run, mainly because they're coming to the industry thinking that it'd be easy to just get that quick check, the quick 5 to 6 grand every single month. But like from your guys' perspective, it's making sure the client is happy first and the money is going to come later. Instead of putting money first and then a client's happiness second. So I think that is such a huge component of why you guys are ultimately successful in what you guys are doing right now.
Yeah. And I think the thing is like you mentioned, like other agents, there are other teams that are doing the exact same thing that we're doing on a much larger scale. Like we have mentors that are in our collaboration group at EXP and they're like, hey, like, you know, we have a VIP list of it's actually Fred Weaver, Kevin Kaufman, out of Arizona. And they have a VIP list for clients that are, they're taking extra care of them. Right. We just went the other day to our minor league baseball stadium. We're going to do another client appreciation event. And it's like, that's something that people get to look forward to because they feel like they're valued. They're special. You know that they're going to appreciate it and send you a referral or two, you know? But I think for us, it's not, hey, we're going to invite you to this thing, but who do you know that wants to buy, sell, or invest in real estate?
Yeah. We've never, ever said those words. I think that's another thing. It's like a lot of agents say that and like, they'll post that and stuff. And they're like, well, who do you know? And we're like, who do you know to cater my event? Like, I don't care about, you know, buying whatever, like it works for some people and that's great. But we started our real estate being completely different and incredibly set apart. And we strive to continue that. So we're never going to, anytime we invite somebody to something or we reach out to a client, it's not, there's no motive behind it. There's nothing. It's just, how can we love on you today? How can we help you? Or are you struggling with this? Oh my goodness, let us help you with that. Like, what can we do to make your life easier? You know, that's the sole reason for our real estate team is just to give back. So like in real estate, they ask you, what's your big why? Ours is literally just to give the money away and to give back. And people laugh at us. They're like, oh, you can't be serious. And it's like, no, we're dead serious. Like we spend a majority of the time, especially me, like on my Facebook, like seeking out people who are like, who's struggling this week? Like who's going through an issue this week? Because that's what fuels us. And that's the fire that keeps us going.
Gotcha. No, I love that. I love that. And that question, like, are you looking to buy or sell real estate? Like, I feel like to me, like that's how people become like those salesy real estate people that no one really wants to deal with. And so it works, right?
Like it works for people. And I know I have really good friends that they are more on the sales side. And there are people in this industry that are great at the sales side. So they're going to sell real estate. And that's no dig at them. It's just that we operate on a different wavelength because of kind of what we've experienced and what our mission is. And so, it's working. We're at the end of this month, I think we'll have 18 closed for the year. So we'll already be over half of
what we did last year
and
in the first quarter.
We're right now we're under our goal of 72, but we're picking up. I mean, we're closing 6-7 this month. So, there's going to be a big year for us. And it's just a keep rolling and keep doing the same things that we're doing.
That's awesome. And like you said, it's not a dig on that. It's just that there's different strategies and techniques that'll ultimately still make you successful in this industry. You don't just have to be one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Do whatever you want. So another thing that you guys keep bringing up is referrals and building those relationships with those referral partners. So for new agents that are coming into the industry, like what do you guys recommend to kind of build those relationships with those referral partners? And how do you kind of go about the right way? Like it's not about just going on calling them like, hey, do you want to give me any referrals? You know what I mean? It's like, how do you guys cultivate and grow those relationships into strong referral partners? I think that's ultimately is how you become successful in this business.
I mean, it's kind of the same as like with our clients, really. Like we stay communicative with them. We stay in contact with them and we keep them. We like to do a lot of group chats. Might be a millennial thing, but and we usually include like the agents on those. So we stay in a lot of contact with those agents and we let them know like, hey, we're doing this for your client. Hey, we're doing that for your client or whatever. And then a lot of it, I think, is those clients, we've had clients of like that belong to an agent in like Arizona. And then they were our client and they came back to the agent in Arizona and said, oh, my gosh, the Snyders, they did this for us. Like, that's so awesome. And I'd like to think that those agents remember that, so, again, it's really more of just like us taking care of our real estate as a whole. So like the referral partners and like our clients and like we just make sure that everybody essentially is treated the way like we want to be treated. If we refer to client, like we want to know what's going on. And so we keep in contact with them. We make sure that, oh, hey, like when we close, like, hey, we just closed on your client, congratulations, whatever, and we just let them know where we're at the whole time. So they're not just like getting a check in the mail 4 months later. And like, oh yeah, I forgot I referred Bob out,
Right.
I think the other side of this too is, being educated, like, you don't have to sell 30 homes a year to be educated in real estate. Like, the experience helps when you're selling homes, but you know, sometimes I'll notice that some people, you know, newer agents will be like, they'll just start saying things without actually like analyzing it or marketing it correctly. And it's a brand thing too, right? We tell all of our, because we mentor new agents at eXp. It's one of the benefits of being at eXp. We mentor our agents and tell them your brand is who you are. And you're either going to sell a ton of real estate that way, or you're going to sell no real estate that way. So all of those things kind of, you know, when it comes to new agents, getting those referral partners or things like that, like if you have an electric brand, I don't even think like our brand's electric. Like people know our name, but it's not like we're not super catchy or anything like that. Like
we're very catchy.
Oh, well, we don't have
all with the Snyders.
I think it's catchy.
Yeah.
I don't think that we have anything that, like, if somebody looks at selling with the Snyders, they're like, yeah, that's catchy. But I don't think they're like, oh my gosh, I have to work with these people because of their name. But I tell our agents, I say, your brand is everything. If you're a new agent and you have something, if you're in a niche market or you have something super marketable, like you should use that to your advantage. And I think that's what we did early on when we were, you know, hey, like we're a husband and wife team. Like that was something we gravitated towards. And a lot of people really like that.
Yeah.
Especially our referral partner. Oh, I like that you get two for one, right? She's transactions, I'm the marketing and showing homes, et cetera. So I think now it's like, okay, well, our team's expanded. We're hiring again. People know what they get with us. And so for a newer agent, I would say build those relationships, build your brand.
Gotcha. Now that is definitely a great answer. And so the next point that I kind of want to bring up is that obviously you guys were talking about how you're crushing your goals already just for this quarter, so much better than last year. And to me, like this market it's getting so tough to actually like buy a home with how many offers come in on every single home and how hot the market is right now for the sellers. And so I know teams around me, like they're doing less sales because of that. And it's so hard to get like an offer accepted. So in your guys' opinion, like, do you guys have any tips to kind of help get your buyers' offers accepted on these homes? Or like, what do you guys have for that?
Two misconceptions that I think a lot of agents have is that cash is king. It's not. Not currently and not really. And the other one they think that is the highest price always works and it doesn't. We write very clean offers. So when we write an offer, the first thing we typically do is we call the agent, hey, what is your client looking for that's going to make our offer ahead of this offer or whatever. And it's not always price. I mean, we've won offers that were $10,000 less than other offers just because of other things in the offer that we've put in there. And
it's not anything crazy. We're not like offering a boat at
or
closing.
Like a cat or anything. It's literally just like either the amount of days we're doing inspections or the amount of like deposits or not putting a home warranty. Like we buy all of our clients the home warranties right now because it's something that makes them stand out that it's not a big deal for us. We're like, yeah, we'll buy a home warranty. You're going to need it. So we do that for them. But I mean, I wouldn't, and not in a cocky way at all, but I wouldn't say we're losing out on a whole lot of offers. And the only reason I say that is because, again, it comes back to those relationships that we make. So like the first thing that Brandon and our buyer's agent does is they call the agent and they say, you know, hi, Jill, what is your client looking for that's going to make our offer work for you? And I'd say about 85 to 90% of the time that works for us. And it's not always just because it's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 above asking.
Kind of coming back to the, sir, are you ready? Her dog is the second podcast you've been a part of, sir. One of the things that, you know, okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
He's a mama's boy. So I will tell you that if a new agent comes to me and says, what are the things that I need to do besides the things I've already mentioned? Number three is pick up your damn phone.
Oh my gosh.
100%. Pick up your damn phone, because the deals that we don't get into contract with are the agents that don't pick up their phone. So if we can pick up a phone, I know that we can build a relationship with that client with that realtor and say, hey, like, what are we trying to accomplish here? How can we accomplish it together? That collaboration, a lot of that I learned from eXp because we're so collaborative within the company, but taking that into real world application, being like, hey, like, what is your seller looking for? What do they need? What do we got to do to get it done? You know, and that's something that's really important. So I will say that it's, you know, calling the agent, writing a clean offer, the lender is the most important thing. I will tell our clients, hey, if you have B of A, Wells Fargo, Chase, anything like that, you need to make sure, and that's what we do, we call, we need to make sure that they're good to close in 35 days or good to close in 30 days. Our preferred lender closes VA deals in 28 days.
Which is like obscene.
So we're telling our clients, like, hey, like, you might want to get a second opinion. It doesn't have to be our lender, but you might want to get a second opinion if you're trying to use a big box bank, because that could be the difference between getting your offer accepted or not. Not that, you know, I mean, we're doing a deal with B of A right now, but I think that when it comes to highly competitive, especially in the 200 to 300 price range out here, which is just nuts, you need to make sure that you can get it done in a reasonable time.
Gotcha. No, I think those are all really great points. I love you said about actually picking up the phone and calling too, because how many agents just want to text everyone? You know what I mean? And that just doesn't build a relationship, just like you're talking about. There's definitely different levels to it. So that's extremely important. So before we run out of time, so I have a couple more questions for you. So one, kind of like looking at your guys' future, like what are some of your big goals that you guys hope to hit with your team or individually within the next couple of years?
For our team, we hope to have, in the next couple of years, two more agents. So a total of three total agents. We're currently hiring for a either like a personal assistant slash like admin for me, because I'm just like swamped. So we're looking for, you know, adding about like four total people probably in the next couple of years. But personally, I mean,
I guess just doubling our business too, yeah. Right? So like last year we sold 34 homes. Our goal this year is 72.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we want to 2X our business every year.
We just want to make more money so we can give it away. Yeah. Like so April will be our biggest financial month of our career. And we're actually supporting a family that lost everything in a fire on March 31st. And the amount of stuff we've been able to get for them it's been incredible, and it's a huge blessing to them and to us.
That's awesome. We need more teams like you guys out there. In the world, honestly. You guys are just amazing people from what it sounds like. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And so before we hop off, is there anything else that you guys would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
I will say this, and a lot of people have brought this up recently. It's not a fluke. We say that we're lucky, but we're blessed. We have cried, we have fought, we have argued. The craziness over the past 2 years has been insane for everybody. The pandemic kind of put this emotional toll on people, and then us getting to real estate and being on our own and, like, you know, living a 1099 commission-based life has been pretty crazy. To the person thinking of getting into real estate, don't do it for the money. If you do it for the money, just go work somewhere else. Like go sell something else, go work somewhere else. If you want to get into real estate for people, because you like people, you like, you know, interacting with people and changing lives. But it's not a fluke. We've worked really hard. We're really proud of what we've built so far. Yeah. And we're going to keep building on that. Easiest way is to get a hold of us. Our Instagram, YouTube, our Selling with the Snyder group. Our website is sellingwiththesnyders.com. And, you know,
phone numbers are on there, emails, and we're on them all the time. So we respond immediately.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Awesome. All right, guys. There you have it. Brandon and Mary Snyder. Thank you guys so much for hopping on with me today. Hey, no way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that-